I think we had some really good run stops, but I think what really stood out was a very good pass rush overall in the interior last game. You know, Kenny had 2 sacks, and I had a nice hit, and Mike Daniels is always getting pressure. So if we can consistently get pressure on the inside, we know the guys on the outside will get sacks too. So I think we'll be a very good D-line if we can really, I think, play that cohesive football.
How key is that to continue to build? Obviously not the outcome you want, but the fact that you're building towards something bigger.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this game, you know, isn't to us really about wins and loss. I think it's more about just improving as players. I think showing our improvement in pass rush, but also I think playing together as well. So I think that's always a goal of ours, but we're going to go out there and play hard and play our football.
With all the whispers that's been going on, not just about Dom, but the defense, you guys taking a lot of slack this year, what do you think is left to prove, or maybe just to show people that, hey, we're still here in this last game?
I think it's pride in being a Packer. I think just showing that, you know, we play hard for our coaches. We're still out there fighting. Even today, I think, was a very intense practice, and tomorrow we're going to be in pads as well, very competitive. So I think it shows the true character we have in our locker room. And I think, you know, as a defensive lineman with, you know, with Kenny and Mike, we want to show that, you know, we're also leaders too. We're not just going to, you know, be out there and just going through the motions, just trying to finish. We want to make a statement in our last game and go out there and show, you know, everyone what we can do.
How important do you think it is for Kenny beside you? I mean, he's kind of peaked in December to go out and have one last game. What do you think that'll do for not his just career, but hopefully with the Packers for a long time?
Yeah, I think it's been huge. I think just seeing Kenny this past, you know, month, especially in his pass rush game, just step it up and just consistently get pressure. But this is the last game on film that, you know, they'll be watching in terms of evaluation and just in the offseason. So you want to leave, you know, in good standing on a good note, and that comes down to, you know, playing well Sunday.
You and Kenny have done a lot together very well, both in your second year. What's been the key for you in year two?
You know, I think just that big jump from year one to year two. I think just being more comfortable. I think I'm playing more inside as I did in previous, you know, in college. So I think just having that experience under my belt, developing and practice. I think it just, you know, great coaching from Coach Turgovac as well. So I think, and also with Mike Daniels really bringing us along too. So having a leader like that in our room has really helped me and Kenny come along as well.
Have you ever been able to not get up for a game? I mean, everyone talks outside the building about, you know, there's nothing at stake. But, I mean, it's a game, right?
I mean it's a game. It's a rivalry game for us, division opponent. So we're excited, you know, obviously going against TJ Lang on the inside and some other really good players, interior O-linemen. So we know them and they know us. I think it's just going to come down to execution, physicality, and we'll definitely be up for this game because it's a big game for us.
Won't be the first time you've seen TJ.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of his game? You've probably been watching a lot of him this week.
Yeah, he's very experienced, you know, a big guy in there. You know, he's seen a lot of different things, so he'll be ready for us. But we got to just you know, outwork him in there.
Is this kind of like a bowl game where you know you have 60 minutes left and then that's it?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Like I said, you want to make sure that you leave in good standing with the coaches and you don't want to leave it all on the field and empty the tank. And that's our focus, you know, Sunday, making sure that we do that. And, you know, come Monday, when we watch the tape, we want to be proud of our performance, you know, Sunday and throughout the year.
What do you make out of Matt Stafford?
You know, he got us the first game. I think the biggest thing with him is getting pressure on him. You know, when he sits back in the pocket and he just has time all day, he can be very dangerous. So we got to get after him. We've got to get pressure and make him feel uncomfortable back there.